eBay Motors es tu socio seguro. Con trabajo, piezas nuevas y mucha pasión, transformaste una carrocería oxidada con 100,000 millas en un vehículo totalmente singular. Juegos de frenos, faros, lo que necesites, eBay Motors lo tiene. Con Guaranteed Fee de eBay, te aseguras que la pieza le quede a tu carro a la primera o se te devuelve tu dinero. Y a estos precios, quemas llantas y no dinero. Mantén vivo ese espíritu de Ride or Die, baby, en eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Solo para artículos elegibles. Se aplican restricciones.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
André Ryu! Yeah. André!
What's going on with this castle? So you live here?
Yes, I'm the king of the world.
And the kings who live in a castle.
Wow! Do you remember exactly the moment that you decided, I want to do this for life?
I think I was three. I went to a concert of my father and I heard the sound of violent sound. And I think that was the moment that I fell in love with music. I think the secret of having a long marriage is give a lot of concerts
outside, abroad. Yes, it's a good way. Do you remember some special experience in Mexico?
Cielito Lindo, when we played that. They don't stop singing it, even when I'm in my hotel already. They are still singing it.
How was your childhood here in Maastricht?
Was not very happy.
Your father tell you often, I love you or not?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
You never remember this phrase?
No, I don't remember.
Wow.
Really? I don't remember.
Pues bueno, estoy ni más ni menos que en Maastricht, en Países Bajos, con el mejor violinista del mundo. Así de sencillo, ha roto todos los récords habidos y por haber, ¿verdad? Ha tocado en los 5 continentes. Es una locura lo que ha hecho. Ha roto récord frente a la música pop, tocando él música clásica. Acaba de estar con el Papa, acaba de tocar en la Fórmula 1, mueve estadios, todo el mundo tararea las piezas de música clásica y además las mezcla de una manera fantástica. Es por eso que es el mejor del mundo y me da mucho gusto estar aquí con André Ryu.
Yeah.
André, hi, it's nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Thank you to have you here.
It's a beautiful place. What's going on with this castle? So you live here?
Yes, it's my castle.
Wow!
I'm the king of the walls.
Wow!
And the kings who live in a castle.
Wow, it's incredible. How did you get to this castle?
Oh, that was a long story. When I was a little boy, I was a fan of Tintin.
The comic.
Yeah, the comic with the little dog. And in one of the books, the professor is buying this castle.
Okay.
And he walks with the captain to the castle, and this image is in my head, and I want a castle when I'm later adult. So when I have a dream in my head, I stick to it.
Wow, I like it. Yes, mission accomplished, because I guess you start learning piano lessons here in this castle.
Yeah,
is it
exactly real?
Yeah.
That's
how was
a true,
it?
True story. First, I started the violin when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
And my violin teacher was a young 18-year-old, blonde hair.
No way.
So I fell in love with her and I studied the whole day the violin
because
I wanted to play as she. And then my father said, you should learn the piano too. I know a teacher. And she was in this castle.
Okay.
It was dark and
And she was a blonde girl too?
No, she was a bitch.
No, is it real, a bitch? Wow.
So I hated the piano.
So that's why you're, right now you play violin.
I still play the violin.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So you came before to this castle, and after that, how many years after that?
Yeah, years after that, I was living near here, and I was walking along the river with Marjorie, my wife, and I saw the castle. I said, I would like to buy it. And then Marjorie said, you should sell more records to buy it. So I did.
You did it. You really are doing it. How many rooms does the castle have?
26.
26?
Yeah.
And what do you do with 26 rooms?
Live in it.
I want to live in it with you. Wow. And is it real that D'Artagnan lives here before?
Yeah, he lived here when he was fighting for his king.
Okay.
And he died here in fighting in Maastricht, that's true. And he had his last breakfast in my kitchen.
Here?
Here.
Please don't invite me to have breakfast.
So every morning I have my breakfast and I think of D'Artagnan.
No! Wow! So it's incredible. Congratulations. This is my first time in Maastricht and I really want to say thank you, because I guess there's a lot of tourists like me that come here to Maastricht just to hear you and hear you in a concert, because last night concert was awesome, was incredible. I guess there's a lot of people that is known in Maastricht just for you.
Yeah, it's true, because every night there are 12,000 people. So yes. Maastricht is only 110,000. Uh-huh. It's a small but beautiful city. So all the hotels are full. And,
yes.
Maastricht loves it very much when I give concerts.
Of course. Actually, we went last night to have a dinner and they asked me, do you want the André Rieu menu? And they say, of course, it must be good.
And was it good?
Yes, was it good? Have you ever tasted your own menu?
No, I don't know.
It's very good.
Is it good?
Yes.
Okay.
Try it. I love the last night concert. It was a special concert, a special Christmas concert, and it was, like I said, awesome. It was incredible, because every song is a different atmosphere, is a different way of live the concert. 12,000 people watching, hearing, and enjoying music. It's really a kind of incredible. I was telling you that I come from Argentina, so there was a long, long, long way. And when I arrived and I started hearing you, and the third song, I said, it worth it. It worth it for a lot. So it's a great show. How do you get to these kind of shows?
That it's in my head. So I think, okay, we are going to transform this ugly hall into a winter palace. That was a lot of work,
yes,
but we did it. And then I think, okay, what shall I do with this huge hall? So I put two ice rings and the people are all sitting very well. Everybody has a good seat. And to invite them in the other hall, they are invited by Dickens actors. And please come and sit down and have a little drink. And then they go to the hall where the concert is. And so I bring them already in the Christmas atmosphere. And little orchestras are playing Christmas music. So it's about the atmosphere and it's about my dream to put in their hearts.
Yes.
I want them to go home with a Christmas in their house.
I felt it in the same way. Actually, I was thinking, I have three kids, and I was thinking about to bring them next year here to live Christmas with you in this town, in Maastricht, because I never felt more Christmas in my heart than yesterday.
That's true.
It was great, because when I went to the lobby, to the main lobby, there was like a big Christmas town inside the lobby. So a large lobby with a lot of stuff to eat and drink and everything. And after that, you go inside and I saw that you check each detail, the people that helped you to find your place, the Dickens characters giving you and check you a picture with you, everything. But when you think you see something special, you must be the show, because the show is going to be great, great, great. You can believe it, that you're going to find something extra. It's great. Is it your goal? When did you think in that idea, and how can you get to this moment?
It was a growing process. So I didn't start with this big thing, but always my concerts are building up. So I build the atmosphere up. It's like sex, you know?
Yes.
You build it up.
Yes.
And then, boof, there's that.
Suddenly, you are there. And suddenly, you don't.
Oh, yeah. But It's true. I like this building up, you know, building up, yes. building up, building up, building up, and I'm.
Yes, actually.
And that's why the people go home with a smile on their face.
Yes, it was great. How did you arrive to your hotel, in this case, to your castle, at the end of a show like
that? I couldn't sleep the whole night. I couldn't sleep, but I guess always when I come to Mexico or wherever, after the concert, we sit down the backstage, have a nice wine, have a nice eat, and then I cannot sleep. It's the adrenaline and the fact that I managed to make my dream come true. That
yes,
the people true. Go home happy.
Yes, I used to go to different parts and attend a lot of concerts, but I can say that yesterday I really saw you a face, an orchestra director, of course a performer, a producer, but a really happy face.
Yeah.
You are really enjoying it.
Happy.
It doesn't depend how many shows you have been doing it a week ago.
Yeah, but that is the secret that I always try that it works, that the interaction with the audience works. And when that works, I'm happy.
Yes. Last week I saw Paul McCartney and I was speaking exactly the same. When somebody really loves what is doing it.
Yeah, that it works.
It's completely different.
Yeah, it works. And that's the secret. You have to, people very often ask me, how do you do that success? And I think it's very simple. When you love that, what you want, when you want it, you need a lot of work. You need a lot of endurance. You have to go on. But you have to love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it worked.
Yes, it works, like you said. And I love the way how you give us access to the classic music, especially in countries like Mexico, Latin America, because it is not our own music. So in Europe, here is a kind of different. But in that place, in Mexico, for example, there's a lot of people that is knowing classical music because about you. So it's great because you have been going to Mexico some years and there's a lot of people waiting for you this year too. So it's incredible this good access that you are giving us because you mix it with pop music, with rock and roll. Actually, last night we were dancing rock and roll and suddenly romance and suddenly big events and suddenly just the most beautiful music in the world just hearing with a large orchestra for about, I don't know how, maybe 70.
70.
It's incredible, so.
But that's why I do that, because for me, there's not this border between classical and pop and musical. It's only good or bad music.
Yes.
So when I play Silent Night, what we did last night, and then the second part I do, so all 12,000 people were humming the Silent Night.
Yes.
And that was very emotional for me.
It's very emotional. I saw a video in the Ajax Stadium.
Yeah.
With everybody in the stadium. Yeah. Everybody was, because it's a song that doesn't have letter, doesn't have lyrics, sorry.
Yeah.
So everybody, how do you say this?
Humming. Humming.
Humming.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
What do you feel in that moment?
Oh, I'm totally happy because that was what I want. I want them to spontaneously do what I have in my head.
Okay.
And they do it.
Yes.
And I'm not telling them to do, but they simply do.
And did you repeat that in the Formula Uno, in the races here in Amsterdam too?
Yeah.
No, here in Netherlands.
Yeah, and Zandvoort, in Netherlands.
Wow.
We did the national anthem.
Wow.
And I saw Max Verstappen. Normally, he's a very cool guy, but he was really touched, and that made me happy.
I saw Checo Perez doing the same. The Mexican.
Yes.
Yes.
Perhaps we play once in Mexico.
Yes.
The national anthem.
Oh, it was excellent. Yes. And you were with the Pope too this year.
Yes.
How was it?
Yeah. It was very impressive. was very impressive. He spoke the whole time. You know, he invited 150 artists from all over the world, all the countries. And I was the only Dutchman. And he was speaking a lot about harmony. Mm-hmm. And I'm a musician, so harmony for me is very important. And he was right to speak about that.
Wow, great experience. How to protect the precious of art in the 21st century?
I think art, music will never die, never. It will always survive because there will always be people who play with their heart.
Yeah.
And that it will survive. You know, in the time of Mozart, everybody know his music. And, you know, the painters outside that were painting and everybody knew his...
Yes, it was a normal thing.
It was normal. There was not the elite and the people. It was for everybody.
Yes.
And that's what I want to bring back. The music is for everybody.
I love something special in you.
En AT&T, le damos las mejores ofertas en todos nuestros smartphones a todos. ¿Escuchaste bien? A todos. A los que nunca traen funda. Y a los que traen funda cartera. A los que se tardan 2 semanas en contestar. Y a los que contestan con notas de voz eternas. A los nuevos clientes y a los existentes. AT&T le da sus mejores ofertas en todos sus smartphones a ti y a todos. Porque conectar lo cambia todo. Las ofertas varían por dispositivo, sujeto a términos y restricciones. Visita att.com o una tienda para más detalles.
Oigan, ay, me acaba de dar muchísima hambre, pero bueno, no saben, de repente me entran así esos hambrismos tremendos. Perdón si pudieron escuchar inclusive mi estómago, porque bueno, estos micrófonos lo captan literal todo. Pero es que estaba pensando en el McCrispy de McDonald's. O sea, ¿ustedes ya lo probaron? No. Es que bueno, si ya lo probaron, seguro me entienden. Es un sándwich de pollo crujiente, jugoso y al mismo tiempo picante. ¡Ah! Viene con unos pepinillos deliciosos y te lo sirven con una salsita picante que está así en todo el pan. ¡Uf! Y si lo pides con un Sprite, no sé por qué, pero se siente que pica todavía más. En serio, ¿qué hambre me dio? Mejor le paro porque si no, no voy a poder seguir con la entrevista de hoy. Ustedes que pueden, disfruten de su McCrispy en McDonald's o pídanlo por el app desde sus teléfonos. Seguimos.
You are really generous because you present a lot of people in under your name umbrella.
Yeah.
I mean, given the scenario, so I guess the success is not just talent, it's generosity too, and you are plenty of it.
Yeah, thank you for telling me that, because that is, I think, a very important thing in life, that when people help each other, the world would be a better place, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit my philosophy.
How did you choose the songs? Because there's excellent timing for each one.
With my heart.
Wow.
Really, only with my heart.
Okay.
There's no thought. I sit at Marjorie plays something on the, what is that? What is that? So that's the way I do it.
Okay. And what kind of music do you hear every day?
No music.
No music?
No.
So any given Sunday here, there's...
I never listen to music.
Wow, is it real?
It's true. The most beautiful music is silence.
Yes, because about you work with music
exactly.
All days.
The whole day.
Okay.
And so the moment I hear music or I work with my orchestra, I'm working, you know, and
yes.
I'm making it more beautiful. And so when we are working in the studio with my orchestra, it starts and then suddenly I see the smiles on the orchestra. Then they say, that's what he means. That's what he means. So more pianissimo or more data. And that is for me lovely to experience.
I feel that you love, I don't know how to say it, soft music.
Yeah.
Soft playing and with time. Is it real?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Like the Ave Maria yesterday or the piece that Micaela sang. I love the. When I was a little boy, I went to all the concerts of my father, who was a conductor. And then a violin player played, and then, you know, you have all the first movement, and the second movement is the soft movement. Okay. I love the second movement.
Wow, yes. Okay, you love it. And where did you fall in love? When did you fall in love with the music? Do you remember exactly the moment that you decide, I want to do this for life?
Yeah, I think I was three.
Three?
Yeah.
Wow, so you have a great memory.
I was three and I went to a concert of my father and I saw all the bows of the violins go at the same time. And I heard this sound of violin sound. And I think that was the moment that I fell in love with music.
We don't know when it's going to be our last day, but if you will know which is going to be your last day, what do you do that day? What do you will do that day?
knowing that it's the last day. I don't know. That's a difficult question. I think I would love to have a normal day. Mm-hmm. So breakfast, mm-hmm. do my sport, prepare for a concert.
What did you have for breakfast that day?
Oh, like always, I have two small eggs and bread with cheese and jam.
Okay, excellent.
That's it. A coffee.
Okay.
A paper cook.
Okay.
Yes, but I don't know the word paper cook in Spanish.
I don't know.
So it's like a sweet with honey.
Okay.
A sort of cook.
Okay.
Yeah, with butter. And
How? And maybe play something that last day?
No, I would have a concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a concert, family time.
In Mexico.
sex time, maybe.
Yeah.
Sex, music, movies. Exactly. I will choose that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people in Mexico that follow you, so they want to know more about
you. But to come back on that last day, I never think of the last day.
Okay, no, I never think of that either.
I'm 74, and I'm going to be 140. So I never think of the last day.
Yes.
Not yet.
I love that.
Not yet.
That way of thinking. And I guess, actually, when I was watching you yesterday, I said, yes, this is the way of life that I want.
Yeah.
Happy, working,
stay
strong.
Working. Go on working.
Yes.
That's the best way.
Yes. And love the thing that you are doing it and still working and still loving and still all this. So I was telling you that there's a lot of Mexico people that want to know more about you. How was your childhood here in Maastricht?
My childhood was not very happy.
Okay.
My parents were severe and not very loving.
Okay.
I was looking for love.
Okay.
And I didn't get that from them. And then my wife came into my life and she believed in me.
Okay.
And then
she changed your life.
And she changed my life. Yeah.
Okay.
Completely.
How was the relation with your siblings? So-so?
So-so.
Okay. What do you used to play in that moment when you were, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6?
I was studying.
Always study?
Always study.
You didn't like soccer, go out and go on the bike?
No. No, I was always studying. I was in a choir as a boy, so I was always doing the music.
Okay.
And the choir helped me a lot to train my ear and my inner clock. I need that as a conductor.
Okay.
And so it was hard work.
Yes, hard work and a hard moment because
about the lacking of love.
Yes. Yeah. This is very, very... I guess this is a story of a lot of us. I have an alcoholic parent, father. So it was a difficult moment too.
Difficult.
I want to ask you, for example, your father tell you often, I love you or not?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
You never remember this
I
phrase?
No, I don't remember.
Wow.
Really? I don't remember.
Is really
Marjorie, my wife, she opened.
Yes. And what about your mother?
The same.
Okay. Did you ever tell him about this?
No, there was no possibility. He was too far away.
Okay.
We couldn't speak together about that.
Sometimes these kind of emotions help us to be the men that you are right now.
Exactly.
Because Because, for example, last night I saw everybody try to give a couples. Actually, I danced with a beautiful girl, a waltz. So it was great. Everybody was very happy. How did you get there? How did you?
I had that always. As a small boy, I looked the people into the eyes like I do now. Uh-huh. And my mother said, don't do that. It's not polite.
Okay.
I didn't understand. I mean, I want to be with you. Okay. I want to look the people into the eyes. And that's what I do. I think I give all the people in the audience the impression that I play for them.
Okay. Wow.
And that makes me happy.
And it works. Because people, last night concert, it wasn't a normal concert. It was a heart concert.
Yeah, all my concerts are from the heart.
Yes, it's great. It was great.
Yeah.
So, well, how are you like father with your two sons?
You have to ask my sons, but yes. I think I was completely different with my kids.
Okay.
Yeah. I told them every day that I love them.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Are you a touchy guy?
Yeah.
Are you a touchy person?
Yes, I'm a hugging guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you cry?
Oh, I cry every day.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Every day.
With something special?
When I see fathers hugging their sons or things like that, you know. I didn't have that, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how are you like grandpa right now? Because
I'm spoiling the kids.
that's grandpa's works, no?
Do, is it?
So you are doing that, do you must
so,
to do?
That you want to have a horse. Okay, here's a horse. But I asked the father first.
Okay, excellent. And do you see them a lot?
Yes, yeah. The twins, the kids of Pierre, live 50 meters from the castle. So I see them very often. And the other kids live in Rotterdam. I see them less.
Wow.
And but nowadays with the phone, you know.
Yes, it's a kind of difficult.
Yeah. Now you can have contact a lot.
Yes. And do they play violin?
They started when they were 3 years old.
Okay.
And then they said, we started too early. So now one plays the clarinet and the other plays the piano.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you were told me about the teacher, your blonde teacher.
Yeah.
Did you see her again?
Yeah.
Ever? Yes.
Yeah, she is. Wow. Last year she was at the Friedhof in July and she has Alzheimer. Now she's very old, but she recognized me and she listens every day to my music.
No.
And you know what? I saw a movie. She's lying in a bed. And then her daughter comes with my YouTube. Mm-hmm. And she plays.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible, huh? What music does.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and then exactly on the good moment she does. And then the music is out.
It's a beautiful story too.
Incredible.
How the music can reach.
Oh yeah.
Actually that.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. It's fantastic.
Even
to see.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And tell me about Marjorie. Because you were talking about her a lot, and I'm watching her image there in that painting. In that painting, it's beautiful.
Somebody made that painting.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I'm not going to hang myself alone.
Uh-huh.
So I asked him secretly to make a painting. I made that photo, it's in Italy.
Wow.
And he made that painting about her. And then one day at Christmas, I said, come. And then, wow.
Wow! On that wall?
Yeah, on that wall.
Wow, excellent.
Yeah.
Great surprise. Tell me, how did you met her? Tell me about your love story.
Yeah, she was 13 and I was 11.
Okay, so
and,
young.
My sister was giving a Santa Claus party with presents in my home.
Okay.
So all the girls of her class came in our home. And There were a lot of girls, mm-hmm. but one girl with a lot of curls, and that was Marjorie. And she said later, because we were six children at home, there were a lot of children, but there was one boy, and that was me.
Wow.
So we knew each other a long time. And okay. then we followed each other, like, from a distance. And then she was 24, and I was 22.
Okay. Then we... Okay. Do you remember your first kiss?
My first kiss? Yes. Yeah. I was studying in Brussels. Uh-huh. And she, you mean with her or with others?
No. Well, we have time. We have enough time.
Okay, how much time do you have?
Enough. Well, I know. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you date a lot of girls before?
Of course.
Well, I love it. You do this. Yes, exactly. Okay.
I first kissed with her. Was she came to me with her car in Brussels, and she said to herself, "I'm not going to stay to sleep."
Okay.
But she did.
And now we are here.
And now we are here. Yeah.
With a 27 rooms palace. How long last before you get married?
Then. We did together 4 years of therapy.
Okay.
Because I had my shit education without love.
Okay.
She also. She was a very, very severe parent. And that helped us a lot to open up and to respect each other and love each other. And but we were married. So after she visited me, 9 months later, we were married.
Wow.
Yeah, because I knew immediately, that's the girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful love story. And how long have you been married?
49 years.
Wow, 49 years?
Yeah.
And what's the secret?
I think the secret is that you... There's one thing I think that makes it very easy. We all...
eBay Motors es tu socio seguro. Con trabajo, piezas nuevas y mucha pasión, transformaste una carrocería oxidada con 100,000 millas en un vehículo totalmente singular. Juegos de frenos, faros, lo que necesites, eBay Motors lo tiene. Con Guaranteed Fee de eBay, te aseguras que la pieza le quede a tu carro a la primera o se te devuelve tu dinero. Y a estos precios, quemas llantas y no dinero. Mantén vivo ese espíritu de Ride or Die, baby, en eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Solo para artículos elegibles. Se aplican restricciones.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Always think the same thing. Everything. We think as one.
Okay.
And that makes it very easy. A lot of people say, oh my God, that must be dull. But it's not dull. It's fantastic. Because so it happens every day that I say, I was thinking the same.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true.
And actually you work together, is it?
Yeah, we work together. And that also, I mean, okay, I do my job on stage, but all the ideas, most of all the ideas are from her.
I saw her after the show in the buffet place, and she was alone in a table and thinking, and I asked me, what is she thinking? And especially I said, what a beautiful wife that after 49 years married, it's here with her husband, just with him. I really love that because there's a lot of couples that 2 weeks after the wedding, they don't see it and then they go to the work. And I say, wow, I love to see her thinking. And I guess maybe she's creating something in this moment.
Exactly. You're right. Because then we go home and said, you know what I was thinking? That was not good, and that was not. So she's always together with me working on this, on the next thing or creating something new.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in these 49 years, did you have any difficult moments like a couple?
Yeah, of course. Of course. But we always spoke about it and we solved the problems.
It's a beautiful story because most of the people want a couple for the rest of our lives. But yeah, it isn't easy. You need to be very intelligent and very smart about how to deal with it.
And she understands very well that I'm on stage and all the people are there admiring me. But you know, that is, I can very well relative things. How do you say that, the verb? To relative mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. People think I'm famous. Okay, I'm famous because I'm on television, but I don't feel famous. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm completely
a normal guy.
Uh-huh. What do you do in a normal day that you love it?
I go to the shop and I do the cooking at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say, so you're a baker too?
Yeah, I'm a baker, I'm a cooker, everything. So I do my shop myself.
Okay.
And the people know me and then, so I'm a normal guy.
Okay. And what do you do in a couple that you love? What is your favorite hobby by a couple together?
Together? We sit and speak about the future and we love to, we have one series at television we love together. It's a doctor series.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. We are hooked.
Okay.
Yeah, so that sort of things, normal little things.
And is it difficult to travel a lot because you are giving concerts or in whole world?
You're
in Europe, you are in America, in Asia.
Yeah,
she is doesn't it like
come with us. No, she doesn't. She comes in Maastricht and when we play in Cologne or Amsterdam, and for the rest she takes care of the business here at home.
So it's a very good way to miss your wife too, is it?
I think the secret of having a long marriage is give a lot of concerts
outside.
Abroad.
Yes, it's a good way, of course.
Yes, but that's true.
Yes.
Don't be together always.
Yes. Yes, because you can work together, but not in the same trip every day.
No.
Yes, because it's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
And now you're going to stay in Mexico. How you have been in a lot of countries, really a lot of countries, Japan, well, Asia, Ocean, Europe, Africa?
Yep.
Have you ever been
South Africa?
In South Africa?
South Africa.
Cape Town or?
Yeah, Cape Town and Johannesburg.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is it like, the Mexican audience? How was it like to?
It's always, when I think of Mexico, I tell you, we come from backstage, that you saw yesterday.
Yes.
And in Mexico, I do the same. In the auditorium, they have these doors. And I open the door and they know that. And
wow.
I love that about the Mexican people.
I guess we are really warm.
Yeah.
Because it's an audience. Very.
Yes, and open up and warm. And immediately when I say, we are going to play the Danube, and I'm curious how that's going to, they all come down and they dance. And so
yes.
It's fantastic.
Do you remember something special, an experience in Mexico?
Yes, it's of course it's Cielito Lindo when we play that. They don't stop singing it, even when I'm in my hotel already. They are still singing it.
Outside your room?
Outside, yeah.
It will be great to have you another time.
Yes, I'm looking forward, really, really.
Yes, and we're looking forward to. So it's going to be great. And Mexican people really love it. And everybody's talking about this. Is we are engaged with this classical music because about Andrea. So that's great.
I'm happy to hear that because that's in fact what I want to bring, that there is no border between. So I'm, of course, educated with classical music. That's in my blood, and I want to change. when I play rock, mm-hmm. it's in a classical way.
Yes,
you understand?
Of course.
So it's always, and I love that.
Actually, right now, there's a lot of musicians and a lot of bands that are featuring his music with orchestras.
Yeah.
And I was telling to my friends, Andre, will you do this?
Yeah, already all the time.
Yes,
yeah.
15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So he really, for me, is the father of all this movement.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot of people yeah. changing all this music, and now you got with a large orchestra and yeah. say, wait, yeah. it's here.
Yeah, yeah. I remember a story about Freddie Mercury, mm-hmm. who for the first time had to sing with big orchestra in Barcelona for mm-hmm. the Olympics, and he was terribly nervous. It was his first time with an orchestra. But why? It's fantastic music, you know.
I think Freddie Mercury will love one of your shows. Really will love, because he likes to mix different
yeah,
kind of music.
Exactly,
so
yeah,
in
yeah.
one of your shows, he'll yeah. get crazy.
Yeah, I hope that he will love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what do you think Strauss
yeah,
could think about
Strauss,
about our show?
I hope Strauss will love it, but the way I play his music, yeah.
Wow. When you are for example, in Mexico, what do you do between days in the concerts?
Sleep.
Okay. So you don't go out to sightseeing?
No, I sleep. Yeah, as I told you, I cannot sleep after the concert.
Okay.
So in the middle of the night, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I fell asleep.
Okay.
And then I have my sport in the morning, and then I sleep again, and then okay. I have lunch, and I sleep again, and okay. so I sleep.
Do you like tequila or mezcal or what
I
do you
love
drink?
Very much, but I don't drink alcohol anymore.
Ah, no? Okay.
No, since 6-7 years.
Okay.
And it brings me a lot of strength.
Yeah. It's a good idea. I guess
yeah, you know, it's dangerous for musicians traveling the world. So you go after the show, a little wine, mm-hmm. but then it's too much, and so I stopped.
Okay. How is to tour with your crew? How many are you? Is it real that you got 4 chefs for all the
yeah.
staff?
Yeah.
Tell
so
me, how is it?
When we come to Mexico, we travel with 110 people.
Okay. Wow.
So the orchestra, organization, crew, and of course, the best moment of the day, apart from the concert, is the dinner.
Okay.
So we sit together and we have a 5 or 6 meal. How do you say that? So
the
there's
meal,
meat,
different
there
menus.
Is chicken, there is vega, there is everything for everybody. And I think that it's a good way to stay to be together.
And do you stay with them at the dinner?
Or? Yeah, of course. I eat with them.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
And tell me about your violin, because I know that it's a very, very important Stradivarius.
Yeah.
This is from 300 years ago, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity that I can, it's mine, I bought it. But I don't feel that it's mine. I'm more the caretaker. So I play on it now, and then next generation plays on it. So it can be for 1,000 more years.
Okay.
Can people play on it? Because that's a violin should be played on.
Wow. I was reading that there's only maybe 250.
No, 400.
400
real Stradivari.
Okay,
yeah.
400
yeah,
real
400,
Stradivari.
Yeah, and all the others are.
Okay. Is it real that there's a security people special for the violin? Is it real
yeah.
and have an own room?
Yeah, true. No, not an own room, but you know, there are a lot of moments traveling. Mm-hmm. Where's the violin? So to avoid that, where's my violin? There is one who's taking care of it.
Okay. And I saw you yesterday dancing, laughing, directing, rounding, everything with the violin.
Yeah.
You don't get afraid about fail?
No, I do that from my 5th year and I never dropped it.
Wow.
So it's part of my body.
And of course, it traveled with you on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that maybe 2 or 3 years ago, you have been planned to sell the violin.
Yes, this is my
why.
This is my third Stradivari.
Okay.
So I started with one, and then I had another one, and then I had another one, and now I'm even looking for a Guarneri. It's another big. You have Stradivari and Guarneri, and so but. It's a secret. I don't, shouldn't tell you. No, everybody knows.
Okay, okay.
Don't tell.
No, no problem. Nobody hears that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, well, I get really amazed when I saw the two ice rings, because at the first image of the scenario, I didn't expect an ice ring, because you just saw white floor.
Yeah.
So suddenly you saw the dancers and they are
ice skating.
So it was great. How do you create, or how many people create that ideas?
Me.
Wow. Real. So you go to your, I don't know, to your office. I'm sure you have an office here, no?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I say, okay, I have this dream. I want ice skaters, so we need ice rings, and so do it.
Wow.
And then they do it.
Is it difficult to overcome last year, because you are creating different atmospheres every year?
Yeah. I don't know. I think when you would see last year, you would say, oh my God, that's the same. So it's always the moment. So you saw it yesterday and you were still with the impressions. And I don't try to overrule last year. I simply go on. That's my dream. That's my dream, to stay healthy. Therefore, I do my sport and I don't drink alcohol, and to stay healthy and to go on giving concerts all over the world.
Wow.
That's my dream.
Which is your favorite country? I know that there's a lot of countries.
Mexico! Of course!
That's right! Excellent, yes. There's a lot of countries that I think you love. Is it?
Yes, but I'm almost honest when I say that. Okay. It's really true.
I'm almost honest.
No, but it's true. You saw yesterday, the Dutch audience, it's a nice audience, but they don't clack.
Yes.
They don't love to clack. I don't know why. It's Dutch.
Okay.
You know, Dutch people are, okay, it was nice, thank you.
Okay.
But Mexico, way!
Yeah.
So I love that much more.
Yes, it's incredible. It's incredible. And do you plan something special for every country that you're going to give
always
a concert?
Yeah, always, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm still thinking about Mexico, apart from, of course, El Torino, to have something special.
If we can help you in something, count on us.
Okay, I'll ask you.
Excellent. Yes, so it's gonna be great to stay there.
eBay Motors es tu socio seguro. Con trabajo, piezas nuevas y mucha pasión, transformaste una carrocería oxidada con 100,000 millas en un vehículo totalmente singular. Juegos de frenos, faros, lo que necesites, eBay Motors lo tiene. Con Guaranteed Fee de eBay, te aseguras que la pieza le quede a tu carro a la primera o se te devuelve tu dinero. Y a estos precios, quemas llantas y no dinero. Mantén vivo ese espíritu de Ride or Die, baby, en eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. Solo para artículos elegibles. Se aplican restricciones.
Algunos les gusta hacer limpieza profunda cada sábado por la mañana. Yo prefiero hacer un poquito cada día y mantener las cosas frescas con Lysol. El limpiador de inodoros de Lysol ofrece una limpieza 2-in-1 al desinfectar el inodoro y el cepillo y eliminar el 99.9% de virus y bacterias. No solo limpies, limpia con Lysol.
Last night show, I guess was about 1,000 people working for that show.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
A whole week.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people. I have to check, but A lot of people, yeah.
There's a lot of people that want to make something better to this world, but no, there's a lot of people that are doing it. So I am thinking about your career, and I think, okay, there's a lot of people hearing new music, reaching classical music, having good times, forgetting for 3 hours, because it wasn't two, it was three hours. Three complete hours, their problems.
Yeah.
And you're giving work for a lot of people, lot of people worldwide, not just here.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Are you conscious about all that?
No, not, but every now and then I think, oh my God, yeah, there are a lot of people working.
So there's a lot of families and kids with Christmas gifts and with careers and with the schools and with school pays.
Yeah, it's, you're right. Yeah, I'm proud of that.
Yes, you be very proud about all this stuff that you are always creating.
Yeah, you know, it's not that I, but it comes out of me naturally.
Yes.
So I've already ideas for next year, and then I know, okay, a lot of people. No, there was another idea of Marjorie, because of the beautiful light you see on
yes,
stage.
Yes, I love it, the chandeliers.
Yeah, and she said, you should take that on tour, that thing. So I spoke directly to my technical chef, and he said, oh yeah, that's a lot of work, but we will think about it. So
actually, yesterday I was telling to Rodrigo that we don't have an event like your concert in Mexico. We never had been in a concert like that. When I saw all the couples dancing along the, I don't know how to say it.
The aisle.
Mm-hmm. It was incredible, really incredible. And I told Rodrigo.
But do you have a hall in Mexico where we can do that?
Yes.
The auditorium, but they cannot dance.
In the Centro Banamex.
Arena.
In Arena Ciudad de Mexico. Yes.
Yeah.
We got that.
So we do that in Mexico.
Okay.
Shall we do that?
Of course. Of course we can
do it. Yes, he said yes.
Yes, of course we can do it. And I'm going to stay there hosting your show before to say everybody, welcome to the new to the new show here in Mexico, Andrew Rio new show. So it will be great.
Yeah, perhaps. Or we do the Christmas concert in Mexico.
Yes, exactly. And another thing that I saw yesterday is that you love beautiful things. And actually, I watched right now when you move everything before the interview. You love beautiful things. It's beautiful dresses, beautiful chandeliers, beautiful walls, beautiful lights, beautiful ice skaters.
Of course,
everything.
I love beautiful dresses. I'm a man.
Of course. Of course, we love.
I design all the dresses.
Is it real?
Yeah.
I want be in charge too. In that. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much to your time to open your house to us. Thank you to invite us to Maastricht. It's a beautiful place. Like I told you, next year I'm going to come with my children.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to have a different and a European Christmas, because we are really near from America, from the United States. So we always stay over there. And I call them, say, no, Christmas is European, not American. You must stay here.
You're right.
You must stay here. The Christmas tree is from here. Santa Claus is from here. Everything is from Europe.
Yeah.
We need to live Christmas in Europe.
You're right. You are my man.
So thank you very much for everything. And I want to give you a gift that I guess that it represents your work and what you are doing, especially for the Mexican people. You help us to reach this classical music and help us to reach it in a really friendly way. You are making this mix about the classical music, the great moments, and the music that we know, because that's another beautiful thing, that if you go to Andre Rieu concert, you're gonna know the song that you are hearing or singing. That's great. So this is a combination of what we think that is the representation of your work. for us. So let me show you. This is, thank you. It's a violin.
Oh, with the Mexican colors.
It's a violin mixed with what Dao's design that is an art, a popular art from Mexico that it's called Alebrijes, especially from Oaxaca. So a personal painter painted here. We put your name.
I see.
Yes, I'm going to tell you why. I put your name, we put your name here under you in the front because you are was the best performer, violin performer in the world. And you have a huge production and you have an enterprise and a corporate. But you, more than this, you say something yesterday that I love it. Music brings people together.
Yeah.
So you brings people together worldwide in different countries. And I really want to say thank you for all the Mexican people that appreciate the time, appreciate the efforts, appreciate everything that you need to do to stay there. So this is a mix of how we saw your career. The classical part,
yeah,
the mix of different countries, and everything have somebody that help us. So in this part, sometimes these people is back us. In this part, we know that Marjorie is very important part of everything.
Yes, but you see, Marjorie, when I put her, you see, she's on my body.
Okay, so that's great.
That's great. So the sex is always there.
It's a very small. it's a very small one.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much. It will have a place in my home forever. And I thank you for putting her name here. Thank you very much.
Yes, we think that always there is somebody behind us to drive us to reach the real things that we can goal on reach. So I'm sure that Marjorie is in this case. Congratulations for everything that you leader, that you direct, that you produce, and especially that you give us our heart. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Really. Thank you.
And like you said yesterday, Amigos para siempre.
Yeah.
So this is a very, very emotional song for me. So I want to say you, if you want to be my amigo para siempre, it means friends forever.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Nos vemos, chicos. Muchas gracias. Espero que les haya gustado. Espero que se hayan divertido. Espero que hayan disfrutado muchísimo, André. Y próximamente lo podrán ver en México. Va a estar ahí en el Auditorio Nacional. Y no solamente esta, sino muchas veces más se van a estar haciendo eventos para que puedan ver a André. Y véanlo en cualquier parte del mundo en la que estén, porque este programa se ve en todo el mundo. En cualquier parte del mundo que estén, vayan a ver a André Rieu, que es una garantía de uno de los mejores shows que van a ver en su vida. Muchas gracias, los quiero mucho y nos vemos en la siguiente. Chao.
A algunos les gusta hacer limpieza profunda cada sábado por la mañana. Yo prefiero hacer un poquito cada día y mantener las cosas frescas con Lysol. El limpiador multiusos de Lysol limpia y elimina el 99.9% de virus y bacterias. Y puedes usarlo en superficies duras no porosas de la cocina, baño y otras áreas de tu casa. No solo limpies, limpia con Lysol.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.